Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. So excited to be here. See Rob's shining face. And I have to say, like, a lot of people don't get to see you with glasses on, Rob. I find you with glasses. You look so, like, debonair. So small.
Thank you very much, Tom. Do I look smarter? Is that possible? Is it possible for me to look smarter? Yes, it is. The answer is yes. And I notice you've shaved off the moustache. I like it.
This is the thing. People, I liked it. It was like cool for a minute. But this is the thing out there. If you have facial hair, you know this. You have to upkeep it every single day. Hair grows, and it grows weirdly, and it grows in odd places. And then I'm like, you know, this is so much easier. I don't have to take care of it. I shave once every 3 days, and boom.
And I think it looks lovely either way, Donnie, but I think I like this way a little bit better. Okay, let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big story at the top of the show, and it's not such a nice story. It makes me a little bit angry. So Kate and William have put out a birthday picture of little Prince Louis. You know he's my favourite. He's 6 years old. They do this every single year. Kate is an amateur photographer. She loves taking photographs, and so she took the photograph, we believe, in April. She's got the photo credit. It looks like it's taken in the garden. He's lying on a picnic blanket. He looks adorable. Nobody else in the picture, just Louis. It's his birthday. He doesn't want to share the spotlight on his birthday with his brothers and his sisters and his mum and his dad, very famous people. It's just Louis. I think it is absolutely adorable. However, because of Kate's massive photo fail, remember that on Mother's Day, now people are really looking closely and wondering, is there a few discrepancies? I could not see any of them, but that is not stopping people out there saying we've got another Photoshop scandal. I don't believe that's the case, but it just does go to show you, once you lose credibility, once you're caught out telling a fib, even if you are a royal, it does make it a little bit more suspicious the next time, even though you've done nothing wrong, absolutely nothing wrong. It's like my friends, Donnie, my shady friends, even when they're being good, I'm always a little bit suspicious. I think that's what's going on here. What do you think?
Yeah, but also, come on, he's 6 years old. Like, what exactly is she facing? He doesn't have crow's feet yet. He doesn't have wrinkles. He is six. He has plenty of collagen. Like, you know, but first, Louis, I'm telling you, mark my words, Louis is the one to watch. He's going to be the one who, he's not going to get in, like, severe trouble, but he's going to be cheeky.
He's naughty but nice.
He's going to be the one
who's
going around doing silly, naughty things. I love it.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait to see who he dates or the trouble he causes that family, or he'll be out and about in London on the club scene. Oh, I can't wait. He's my favourite. He makes me just smile. But you're right, he's 6 years old. What are their photos? What do they need to Photoshop? He's got no lipo. He's not changing his wrinkles. They're not putting lenses on it or filters on it. Ooh. It's a little six-year-old boy looking adorable. Let's enjoy his birthday for the moment. I'm told that Kate is recovering very nicely. She's spending a lot of time with the family. What people don't realise with Kate is at heart, she's a country girl. She loves the country. She likes being with her family. She likes being with her animals, her dogs, her horses. And she's actually much happier in the country than she is when she is in London. So I think we're going to see a lot less of Kate, even after she recovers. I think now her priority is with her family in the country. And Kate, if that's what you love, then I say do it. What do you think?
Oh, the second she gets that crown, though, oof, she's going to be wearing that crown in the country.
Yes.
You're not going to be able to touch her. She's going to be sitting on the front porch looking at her thing. But you know she's still going to be wearing her crown.
She might
be in her pajamas, but she's got that crown. And you know what's right next to her? That scepter. She's like, nope. Just want everybody to know I'm in the country, but all you fireflies, mm-hmm, all you mosquitoes, mm-hmm, all you horses, just want you to know I'm still queen.
I'm the queen. Bow down. If you had a crown, Donnie, would you ever take it off?
Honey, never. I'm sleeping in it. I would have them find a way to Velcro it to my head to where I could be able to sleep in it. And it would, because I want people, you never know, if somebody robs my house, I want them to walk in knowing
that you're
robbing the king or the queen.
Don't be robbing the queen. Don't be robbing her.
Queen.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Which brings us to my poll question of the day. So Kate and William have put out a little birthday picture, a beautiful picture. It's Louis's 6th birthday. People are saying that this is photoshopped. They just can't believe that this little six-year-old doesn't have wrinkles. They can't believe this little six-year-old looks the way he looks. He's 6 years old. His skin is perfect. But what do you think? Do you think it's photoshopped or no, this is natural? Have a look. Let us know. You can do so by going to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie love, what are you working on?
Oh, Kim Kardashian. Hey. She has come out in her bizarre coffee quirk. She talked about it. So, look, Kim is actually known for being a little meticulous. Mm-hmm. She's a little, you know, most stars are, though. People don't realize this. When you're a celebrity, like, you get to be so famous, you start having weird quirks. Like, we have quirks, and people are just like, deal with it. Kim Kardashian can have quirks, and she has assistants who take care of it. One is she does not like the cardboard, you know, the sleeve that goes on like a coffee cup.
Yeah, to stop you burning your fingers.
To stop you burning your hands. So she says she hates it. She cites it to like nails on the chalkboard.
Oh.
She says she hates the sound and the feel of the cardboard. Oh. And it actually goes to as far as she doesn't like to even see it on there. Her assistants have to run and grab it off while she's not looking. Before I'm like, okay, now Kim, this is a little silly. The sound of that cardboard, first of all, I've never heard that thing make a sound.
I never heard.
I'm touching my fingers to it. Also, I've been there. You burn your hands.
You burn your hands.
And there are recent photos, babe. You got a cardboard.
Well, that's it. Yes. Kim likes it both ways, doesn't she? I think I like people who know what they like. And I like people that say what they mean. And so, Kim, if you're paying that assistant $100,000 a year and all they got to do is remove that sleeve, good for you. I think it's not such a bad thing. I sort of like, people will say, a boss from hell. I like clear rules. I've worked with some very difficult celebrities, but I knew what the rules were. And once I knew the way they liked to operate their business, their life, I could fit in really easily. With people, I find it's very difficult, who don't tell you what they want. And you have to guess. And I'm not a mind reader. Tell me what you like. If you do not like cardboard, tell me, and I'll make sure you have a China cup. If you do not like blue M&Ms, tell me, and I'll buy Reese's Pieces. I'll buy something else. Remember when I discovered Reese's Pieces at Derek and Remains? Oh, they were delicious. I've never had them before.
We were all like, they've been out for years. Like, these have literally been there for years. But do you find it a little funny that Kim is kind of popping back up right after Taylor released an album?
Not funny at all. Totally planned. This has been booked for weeks. You don't just turn up on Jimmy Kimmel one day. Hi, Jimmy, I'm coming over to do an interview. They're all scheduled for months in advance. If you want to get on Jimmy's show, you got to call like 6 to 8 weeks in advance and reserve a date. And so they knew Taylor Swift album was coming out, and they definitely knew, come on, Kim knew she was going to say something about her. So I think this is her getting out there, changing the subject. She does this really well. Trust me, what Kim will do next, I know her very well. We'll see another naked picture. When Kim wants to explode the world, when she wants to change the narrative, Kim always goes to that bag of tricks, and it always, always works. But I don't think this is so bad. A friend of mine interviewed to be the assistant for a superstar singer, a huge singer, female, one of the biggest stars, I would argue, in the world. And he went to her house, and they were walking around her house, and she stopped, and she said, look at this. There are olive pits on my walkway. And he said, well, it's because you were lucky enough to have olive trees all around your walkway. You're a very lucky person. She said, every morning before I get out of bed, I want an assistant to come to this path and clean off all the olive pits. At the time, we all laughed at how ridiculous it is. But now, you know what? If that's what your fetish is, if that's what your priority is, and I'm paying you, yeah, I don't think it's so bad. Do you have any weird quirks like that, Donnie? What do you not like? What do you like? If you were super rich, if you had an assistant, what would be your request?
You know what would be my only request is it actually drives me nuts. And so many people do this. Even now, I have bosses that do this. If we're having meetings, we're having video like meetings like this, don't eat during the meeting. I don't want to see you eating. I don't know why that drives, or like when you're talking on the phone with somebody, it's like, wait, you decided now in the middle of, you know, scarfing a whole pizza to call me? No, how about you wait until you're done eating? Right. That would be my one major demand is, if we're talking on the phone, if we're having a meeting, don't eat and don't chew gum while we're doing it.
Oh, there you go. Everybody, you have been put on warning on blast. Okay, moving along. Suri Cruz celebrated her 18th birthday without her dad. We told you that this was happening. Now we have some photographs of Suri and her mom, Katie, walking around the streets of New York. They looked like they were getting a coffee. I couldn't see if they had a cardboard holder. I imagine they would. Sit there and your fingers. The two of them looked quite casual, clutching their coffee. Both of them looked really stylish. However, sources revealed that Tom was absent from the birthday celebrations, underscoring the ongoing tension between him and Katie, him and Suri. It feels like this is never going to be fixed. It is over. I guess if you've missed, what, 17, 18 years of your daughter's life, it's hard to suddenly just turn up. And so I guess at this point, it's dead.
Yeah, so this is the thing. 18 years old is you're reaching like a pivotal point in your life. I know, so my dad was never around. Like, he left when I was like 2 weeks old. And so I would say around 18, I got to the point where I'm like, oh, I feel like an adult now. And he had never really made an effort or came around. And so in my head, I was like, okay, this is it. Like, he's still there, but he's dead to me as like a father figure. Right. Like, there's no going back. You can't repair it. Like, what could you possibly say to make it okay?
Right.
So I think Tom he's already missed the boat, and it's actually very sad.
It's really sad, and it's his loss. Suri's meant to be absolutely terrific. Everybody that knows her says that she's fantastic. She's bright. She's kind. She's a happy young lady, and that's somebody that I think you'd want in your life. To have Suri as your daughter is something that you would imagine you'd be really, really proud of. It makes me sad, and we know why. We know about Scientology. We've spoken about it on this show. I can't imagine having a belief, even a religious belief, that would make me want to walk away from a family member. That to me sounds more like a cult. And so it just makes me all sad. But what I do love is that she's got a great mom. They love New York too. I love bumping into them. I've bumped into them on the street. Nobody bothers them. Occasionally somebody might take a photograph, but they just enjoy New York like two regular people. We are lucky to have you here. Okay, moving along. This is a bit gossipy now, so we're going to have a guessing game. Rebel Wilson has a secret about a royal. What's she talking about?
Lord, Rebel's book is she just keeps bringing out revelation after revelation. Well, apparently she was invited to a drug-filled orgy. Oh. Yep. I mean, doesn't get any crazier than that. You know, she says that she was invited to a wild drug-filled orgy by a mystery member of the British royal family. you know, she says in her scandalous, she's talking about it, her scandalous new memoir, it was at a lavish medieval themed bash hosted by a tech billionaire near LA. And I'm like, tech billionaire, it's like, what, Elon Musk, there's Mark Zuckerberg, and we could play a ton of guessing games.
Right.
And she goes, she watched a floundering British royal amid the party's chaos, and she even mistook Molly for sweets. So she literally talks about it. This person of the British royal, she says they're like 13th or 14th in line. So that's like very far down.
Right? Oh, yes, like, yes.
Very far. So she says she's at this party and she dressed up as like one of those women who's like has their boobs all pushed up.
Oh, yes, like a ball lady. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And she says as the night went on, somebody eventually brought out this like tray, and she said it looked like it just had a bunch of candy on it, and they were going around passing them out, and she was like, oh, well, I'll take one of these, those sweet tarts. And then she turns to the person next to them and she was like, hey, what is this? And the guy's like, oh, that's Molly. She was like, what? And he goes, yeah, around this time is, you know, when all the orgy starts. And she was like, what? So she said she literally she looked around, she excused herself and ran out as fast as she could.
Oh, I would too. I'd grab my purse, I'd run over to the buffet, fill it full of shrimp so I could come to your flat and we'd have a shrimp cocktail, Donny. I don't like that whole world of Hollywood, that sleazy world. We know it exists. I don't think I've ever been invited to a party like that. I've definitely been at some parties in LA that I wanted to leave and I did like that. But I think people were just drinking too much and I was like, now it's time for me to go back to my hotel. But I've never been at a party where I felt like, oh gosh, this could get very racy. Very, very quickly. And I've also never been at a party where I've suspected people might be doing drugs, but I've never seen them out in the open where they're just handed out as if we're in Boogie Nights or a movie. So hasn't happened to me. But then again, I'm not Rebel Wilson. I don't have the power in Hollywood that she has. But you are right. This book of her. Do you think the A-list now is frightened? Like, what did I tell her? What did she see? Because these loose lips, Donny, are marvelous.
Oh, she's so... Of course, there's a lot of people going, oh my gosh, did I ever say anything to Rebel Wilson? Well, she also talked about, I know there was like a Jordanian prince who offered her, I want to say it was like $2 million to have like a night with her, she says. And she turned it down. And then she talked about Sasha Baron Cohen, who, she said that Sasha was actually at that party.
Oh.
So she talks a lot about Sasha Baron Cohen
in her bad blood
book. I've been invited to a couple of these parties. I will say, these are the things about those parties. They're always up in like the Hollywood Hills or whatever. And they start early. And then all of a sudden, you're looking around and you're like, oh, things are changing. Oh, things are starting. So you would think I would love those.
Yes,
things.
I would.
That's not my vibe.
Not my vibe. I like Bottino's with you. Don't you? Or Fresco by Scotto's. Get a meatball. This is too naughty. Okay, we're going to take a break before I get into trouble. We will be right.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing.
This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Back. Hey, welcome back to the Nutty But Nice Show. I'm blushing a little bit here. I'm Rob Shooter. We're with Donny Meacham. Hey, Donny, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Last show we talked about Kim Kardashian being largely unbothered by Taylor Swift's new diss, her new song, preferring to just not re-engage with the feud. What do you think? Is this a good idea, or should Kim respond? Should Kim say something? Let's have a look. Oh, 80% said a good idea. Kim does not want to go down this rabbit hole, primarily because I don't think Kim comes across very well here. So that, what happened to Taylor? Recording conversations, what her then husband Kanye West did. It's not a good look for Kim. And so if she's not going to apologise, it's probably best to say nothing. Hey, don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Oh, the nicest of the day is Celine Dion.
Boom.
And we got a little fashion revelation. Oh. Why she refuses designer freebies. In a new interview, she says that she's never borrowed clothes from designers for free. She says, I insist on buying everything as a sign of respect to her fans. Basically saying that she grew up, you know, with a lot of siblings and she had to learn how to be thrifty. And so she's like, I can afford it. I'm going to buy it. I will say this. We work in this industry. It drives me bonkers. Why rich people, the people who can afford this stuff, they're the ones getting free swag. It is insane. One time a friend of mine was at a party. It was one of the Vanderpump Rules girls. And there was like this gift bag. And it had a free Apple Watch, a free massage. It had a bunch of like all these like goodies in there. And he was like around, he's like hanging out with her. And she was like, hey, she's like, I don't want this stuff. Like I have this stuff. I can buy this stuff. It's like, she's like, do you want the bag? And my friend was like, yes, absolutely. I want
the
free
stuff.
Yes,
thank you very much. But yes, I do want it. Yes.
Why give the people who can afford it the free stuff? It doesn't make sense. It drives me crazy.
All right. It's wild, isn't it? When I had no money, I wanted everything. I had to pay for everything. And now that I'm doing pretty well, I get a free glass of wine myself. And nice is the day. It's great to see you, Celine. You look great. And I love that she has all the money, so she's going to buy it out of respect. Okay, let's do our naughties of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. Shannon Doherty and Tori Spelling can't remember why they fell out. So the two of them had a huge falling out. They were just together on a podcast and they were like, why did we fall out? We fell out for a really long time. They were obviously stars together on Beverly Hills 90210, and then lots of drama happened between them. They have now buried the hatchet, but once again, they forgot why they fell out. Silly, silly, silly. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
You get a Rob.
There's an entire world out there for you to yet to discover. So let me tell you, naughties, you're about to walk into the best years of your life. Be optimistic. The best years, my friends, are in front of you. They are not behind you. There is a massive world out there and you have not discovered it yet. But I promise you, if you keep curious, you will. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donny Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.